The word of the Lord came to Jonah, the son of Amittai, saying, Arise, go to Nineveh, the great city, and cry out against it, for their wickedness has come up before me. Welcome, everyone, to Wednesday with the Word. I am Vernon Sheridan, the man with the unscripted voice, and I want to thank you for joining me on today. Wednesday with the Word family, we are in the book of Jonah, and we're going to continue our study in the book of Jonah today to look at what it means to be called by God and the responsibilities of that calling. Jonah is someone who was personally selected by God, as is everyone in this book, as is everyone in the world, has been personally selected by God, which is why Jesus said that the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Because everyone who has been called, not everyone has accepted the call. So on today, we're just going to look at some scriptures in Jonah. We're just going to let the word lead us, and we're going to see what it was like for Jonah in those days to receive the calling, but yet still deny the calling. To bring you up to speed from last week, Jonah was chosen by God to go to Nineveh, a great city, a wicked city, to cry out against it, meaning Jonah was chosen to carry the word of God, the word of salvation, to tell the people to repent of their wicked ways. Jonah got scared, and what he did down in verse 4 was he went into, or verse 3, he went down to Tarshish to get away from the Lord to, he was going to flee to Tarshish. He went down to Joppa and boarded a ship, paid the fare and got on and went down into the ship. And you'll find that he went to sleep later on in the scripture. Well, as the ship set for Tarshish, the Lord hurled a great wind in verse 4, hurled a great wind on the sea, and there was a great storm. So that the ship was about to break up, the scriptures tell us. Well, the sailors, they became very afraid, not knowing what was going on what was going to happen to their lives. And what they did, they panicked and they started to cry out to their own God. And they started throwing cargo off of the ship to lighten the load, thinking that the ship was too heavy with cargo. But Jonah had gone below into the hold of the ship, laid down, and had fallen asleep. Jonah had become comfortable with ignoring the Lord, ignoring his calling, ignoring the opportunity to go to another city, a wicked city, and speak out against it. Because some of us, even in our day and time, we are more satisfied with doing what we want to do than rather doing what God has called us to do. But that is where we find ourselves getting into trouble, same as Jonah found himself getting into trouble. Because Jonah, in his comfort, found comfort knowing that he was at peace getting away from what God was calling him to do. But it did not take away the fact that he was still called by God. You see, when God calls us, that calling never goes away. It can never be removed because the Lord called us. He has chosen us personally to represent him in the earth. And when we do not do what he wants us to do, that just means that the Lord has another way of getting his message across. You see, just because Jonah went into the boat did not mean that he was not still going to go to Nineveh. He was still going to go to Nineveh. It was just another route he was going to have to take to get there. So the captain approached him, wanting to know why was he sleeping. Get up and call on your God, because the other men were calling on their God. They were all panicked. They were all scared. They were throwing garbage and trash and everything out of the boat to lighten the load, thinking that the boat was too heavy and it was going to sink because of its weight. Well, Jonah woke up, you know, kind of delirious or what have you, because he was in his own comfort. He was well not to do what the Lord had wanted him to do, because he didn't want to do what the Lord asked them to do. Have you ever run from the Lord? Have you ever received his calling on your life and you ran? Or are you running right now and you are just afraid of what he's asking you to do because you're afraid to tell someone, or you're afraid to share with someone? You're even afraid to do something that the Lord has asked you to do. All we are witnesses. All we are tellers, story sharers. That's what we are. We're telling someone of the goodness of the Lord, how the Lord changed our lives. We're sharing information on how the Lord changed us so that someone can hear it and want to know how can they be changed also. Jonah had received goodness from the Lord, and the Lord was providing Jonah an opportunity to go share that goodness that he had with someone else. So being afraid to tell someone about the goodness of the Lord is actually a calling that the Lord has called you to do. So do not be afraid when the Lord chooses you, because you have been chosen. So with Jonah being chosen, my question to you is, what have you been chosen to do? It's a brand new year in 2024, and I'm quite sure that you have been chosen. Your heart has been tugged at by the Lord all of last year, the year before last, or probably the year before that. But I'm certain that the Lord is calling you to do something. I do not know what he's calling you to do, but you do. And do not let the fear of the world stop you from what the Lord has called you to do. Just like Jonah had a responsibility to get up and go to a wicked city, so does someone have a responsibility to get up and continue their education. So does someone have a responsibility to get up and start a business. So does someone have a responsibility to get up and do something different than what they were doing before. Now, I know what I'm saying doesn't match what Jonah was going through, talking about improving your life as opposed to going to a wicked city. But here's the thing. Whatever the Lord calls you to do, you're going to be challenged to do it. Jonah was challenged to go to a wicked city, and he decided not to accept that challenge. You may have been called to do something that the Lord wanted you to do that would better your life, and you're being challenged. But here's the thing, Wednesday with the Word family, the Lord still calls. He still has that calling for you. You still have that calling on your life. Just because Jonah was called to go to a wicked city, you may be called to do something else, does not mean that that challenge will not be there. Because everything that we do in the Lord, we will be challenged to do. Now, well, I'm just taking Jonah as opposed to someone, say, who has been called to do something that they didn't think they could do. Jonah didn't think that he could go to Nineveh to speak out against it. Just like someone I'm speaking to has a calling to do something that they don't think that they're prepared to do. But if the Lord has called you, trust me, he's not going to take that calling from you. You are right where you need to be, letting the Lord use you in the position that you're in. So each of the shipmates came and they said, let us cast lots to learn whose account this calamity has stuck us, meaning who's to blame for all this. And when they found out that Jonah was to blame for all of this, they wanted to know, why did you bring this on us? Well, you know something, Wednesday with the Word family, when you're called, you're the one that's called, but sometimes the people around you are the one to suffer. Because they see the calling on your life. They see the difference in your life. And they see what you're not doing with what the Lord called you to do. And they're the ones suffering because you're the one that is so filled with fear and not realizing that the Lord has something for you better than what you're doing, better than where you are and better than what you have. They are the ones that suffer because of what you fail and lack to do. This is why the men of Jonah wanted to know, why has this calamity struck us? Because Jonah was responsible carrying the word of God in him, just like you're responsible carrying the word of God in you. And the men wanted to know, well, who were you? Tell us who you are, Jonah. Who are you that such a calamity will come on us? Where are you from? Or what country do you come from? What people do you come from? So recognize that these men knew that Jonah came from someone more powerful than himself, even more powerful than the gods that they served, because this is Jonah's confession that he serves the true and living God, the God who made heaven and earth. And the men became extremely frightened, wanting to know, how could he do this? Well, when you're called by God, sometimes the people are indirectly affected by your calling because of what you won't do, because of what the Lord has called you to do, and because of what you will not do. Jonah was not willing to go to Nineveh. And there are some people who has a calling of God on their life, but they are unwilling to let God use them. And because of that, the people around them suffer. We are in a brand new year, faced with old problems, still carrying the weight of yesteryear on us, still carrying the weight of generational curses on us, when in fact, it's time to release those generational curses. It's time to remove the fat that has weighed us down for so long, and all we have to do is accept the calling of the Lord on our lives. No matter what that calling is, no matter what He is calling you to do, this is the time to do it in. This is the opportunity that we have now to make a change in our lives that will give God the honor and the glory and the praise, because we are called by Him and we have not been called by ourselves. But we cannot be fearful and run from Him when we know that the calling is to benefit us and not to hurt us. This is what Jonah misunderstood. By going to a wicked city was not to put him in danger, but to bring danger to the people. The people were in danger because of the way they were living their lives. Jonah was not living his life that way. Jonah was called by God to go tell the people to change how they're living. Well, in this 2024 year that we're in, God is calling you to do something dramatic in this year. He's calling you to do something profound in this year. He's calling some to do something prophetic in this year. He's calling you. And now is the opportunity for you to take advantage of that and not be fearful, not be afraid to do what the Lord has called you to do. Because no matter what you do in response to what the Lord has called you to do, you're going to do it, whether you like it or not. If you're called by God, it may take a little time. It may to send you from A, C, D, W, X, Y, Z, but you're going to hit B at some point. Trust and believe you will hit B. If you started A, and if you're starting with the Lord, it may not go A, B, C, D. It may go A, B, 1, 2, 7, 9, 14, 13, 21, B. It may just do that. But here's the thing. The Lord's calling will not leave your life. Just like it didn't leave Jonah's, it will not leave yours. Wednesday with the Word family, I want to thank you so much for allowing me just a few moments to share with you the Word of God, just to get you motivated, because the year is just beginning, but the year has so many opportunities, so many unseen blessings that are bound for this year. We have to let go of those things that once held us back. We have to let go of those people that have once held us back. We have to let go of those relationships that once held us back. God is calling us to a new mission, a new purpose. And sometimes it hurts to let those things go that we hold so near and dear to our heart. But you know what? When God calls us to it, if we don't do it, we're only hurting ourselves, because God is not going to take the calling away. We just hurt ourselves with the calling. And then we find ourselves miserable because we didn't do what the Lord has called us to do. So don't make yourself miserable, Wednesday with the Word family. Give yourself the opportunity to do what the Lord has called you to do. Don't be like Jonah and run from the Lord. Find out what it is, what the Lord wants you to do, and do it. Well, that's my time Wednesday with the Word family. I'm Vernon Sheridan, the man with the unscripted voice. Looking forward to doing this with you on next week. But in the meantime, tell somebody about the goodness of the Lord. And if necessary, use words. Bye for now.